This week on episode 232, we have the Washington, D.C. release. We have the first quarter roadmap into the second quarter. And we have much, much more. Don't want to miss all the shenanigans. That's it.
The Obix Podcast with the property expert. If it's happening in our land, it's the place you want to check first. With your host, too stupid to win, and thank me later. Bringing a strategy, news, and cool charts with all the data. This is Upland, where the metaverse goes down. Genesis, San Fran, Rio, and all around. Don't miss a week, you never know what they'll say next. It's the Upland Property Experts, baby, UPX.
Wow, I give you a chance to talk and you do nothing and just put up the deuces.
You didn't. That was an opportunity for me to talk. You sounded like you were done. I thought you were hitting the thing and I was like, all right, deuces. Like,
well, usually I go right to hit the thing and you want to say something. And so this time I gave you an opportunity
deuces. That's so funny. I was like, oh man, maybe I should. And I've already forgotten the word that maybe I should throw in that word that you were not able to say in the pre-show.
Yeah, that was kind of a struggle.
Yeah, I was like, and tonight, watch Too Stupid to Win, struggle to say sassafras. I don't remember what the word was. Ah,
that's good. That's good.
If you say it, I don't remember.
Oh, somebody wants to hear the
original song. Yeah, we got that old school. You got the... Is it in the...
That's what I'm looking at right now. I wonder what this one... Ooh, that would be loud. Let's turn that down.
Whoa.
It's the Obix Podcast, baby. Glad you tuned in. Got your host, thank me later, and you're stupid to win. Might become an obsession as soon as you begin. Start out king of the street, then lock in iconic in. Welcome to Upland. Grab your Obix, man. On your way in, the door hit you with $4,000. Get to buying and gripping, then to selling and flipping. Over to moving and shucking. I'm Scrooge McDuckin' in Obix.
Oh my gosh.
That's an old one.
So good. But, remember when they used to give you 4,000 UPEX for signing up? Like that was your signing bonus.
Yeah. Oh.
Man. Pure fire, indeed.
Absolutely. All right. So, busy week. Busy, busy week. And Upland decided to announce a city release. They just kind of said, surprise.
This is the first time I almost bought passes. I actually went to go and I forgot about it. And when I went back, they were already sold out. I legit was kind of like FOMOing a little bit. I think I had I had a pun for it. The Jamaican blue balls is what I can't think of a better way to say it. No, not Jamaica. Gosh darn it. My brain is failing. Where were we just at? Bermuda.
Bermuda. Okay.
Bermuda blue balls. That's because I was like, there was an alliteration I wanted. Bermuda blue balls for flying to Bermuda and not being able to mint anything. And I was just like, I really want to mint in DC. So I almost bought a pass, but then I didn't.
Well, the good news is it's only 46% sold out from what's launched.
Yeah, but I heard it's kind of expensive.
Oh, yeah. It is. I wrote down a nice little plan of places where I wanted to try and pop in and get to, and I have expensive taste.
Yeah. When are the collections getting launched?
Next week, May 2nd.
May 2nd. Okay. I might try to fly up there. I might try to fly up to DC, but I don't know.
And I was I was surprised that, you know, they said the lowest number was, the lowest mint number was going to be about 44,000, but Chevy Chase had properties in the 20s to mint.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm, that is interesting.
But I started out, I went over to Judiciary Square, a nice small neighborhood, and you got some things that are important there. So,
oh, you're collection hunting. You think you got a hot take on what could be a collection?
Well, that was expensive. I did pick up one property there, and it was just hard because the affordable property. What? Yo. Oh, never mind. I saw the markers for the flags and the other things we'll talk about here in a second, but they use the same markers as the ultra rares and the rare properties. I'm like, wait, what is that?
And what was it?
They had the different flags and stars. They're the temporary collections for DC.
Oh.
But they use the same markers on the map as you see for the ultra rares.
Oh,
man.
Oh, people would have.
I about lost it. I'm like, wait, what is that? I mean, I guess it wasn't as bad as I thought. Judiciary Square, it's 917 per up squared.
Okay.
We've seen more expensive. But then I popped on over to Penn Quarter and picked up three properties right around Ford's Theater.
All right. That seems like a good spot.
Yeah. And that was a little less expensive per up square shopping over there. But still, the property sizes were pretty good. I was paying about $175,000 up per property or more.
Wow. Well, now, because I feel like London was in the...
Actually, it's $1,371 per up square, so it was more expensive.
$1,300 per up square?
Yeah.
Wow.
Or $1,300 up X. $1,371 up X.
That seems really high. What was London's highs?
I should put that in a spreadsheet so I can look at that. I did grab one property downtown, but that was right by the jump-off spot. I was waiting for things over to the east to jump in there. And then I wanted to go up to DuPont Circle, but then my between the five properties that I bought between downtown Judiciary Square and Penn Quarter, I was running out of money, so I went up to Chevy Chase and picked up five properties up there, and I called it good.
Yeah.
But there's still a lot of properties to mint.
Chat, I don't think he's noticed yet.
What?
I'm a cat.
Oh.
Oh, you hadn't noticed. I knew it.
No, I was looking at.
Yeah, I know. I was like, paying attention. He would have definitely called out my shenanigans by now.
Absolutely. Cheese in the house.
Cheese, cheese.
Yeah. So you skipped on the whole DC collection or the DC launch?
Yeah, I was working during the time. I meant to pick up a pass. I kind of like the idea of buying a pass, and that way I could just go there whenever. But now that it didn't sell out, like I thought it was going to be like a Jamaican thing where it was going to sell out super quick. Bermuda? Yeah, I'm going to keep saying Jamaica because for whatever reason my brain likes that word better. Bermuda.
But there were so few properties in Bermuda available.
Yeah, but I kind of thought DC was only going to have like 10,000, right?
Oh, no, there was 28,000 plus on launch.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, never mind. Yeah, never mind. I'm not sad I missed it then. especially knowing that it's like 50% sold out. I really thought it was going to be like a limited launch city. Like it was going to be a small launch city.
Yeah. Now it was pretty big. And then they did do the city opening scavenger hunt, and you'll find the assets. It was a flag, a star, and starlets, which was just a series of six little stars that you'd probably put in your yard. You find them and you can put them into the Patriotic Collection, and it will give you a one-time UPEX bonus and it will boost your earnings. But these will all be cleared from the properties. But you did get the marker.
Wait, did they add more information on that? Did they update that?
How so?
Does it say it'll all be cleared?
Yeah, the assets will be clear. It said it in the original article that they'd all be cleared by 11 a.m. Pacific time, so like 2 hours after launch.
Oh. Okay. I thought it... Anyway, it doesn't matter then. You're making me crazy.
So they had exclusive rare and ultra rare. You needed... three properties with a small flag, three properties with a small star, and three properties with a small starlet, and that give you a 2.75 with the 50,000 UPEX boost. But then
wait, when you minted these properties, did you get the items on them? Were there, when you say the little things, were they like in-game items, or were they?
They were map assets, so you had to zoom in to find them.
Yeah. So the map assets, did you get the map assets when you minted the property?
I don't know. I didn't get any properties with them, so I don't know.
Let us know. Did you buy them? Did you get to keep the yard ornaments?
Because they didn't call them...
The assets were markers.
They called them assets. Because they didn't call them map assets. They just called them assets, and then they cleared them, so...
Ugh. Okay.
They had a Block Explorer sale along with it. They had some old school cars, little racers, the DC pass. Yeah. I did get my pass.
Did you get anything good in your pass?
Those aren't done until next week. The snapshot's taken on May 2nd.
Oh, gotcha. So what's the aftermarket on those passes right now?
I haven't looked. Let's see here.
I would buy some passes. If anybody's selling them for UPEX, I might be in the market for some passes. I didn't think about that.
Let's see here. DC passes right now are going for $5.36.
So under mint.
Or 15, about 15,000 UPEX, 16,000 UPEX.
Oof. That's a markup there. Y'all, you know it doesn't come with the property. You still got to mint the property after that, right?
Yes.
And it's 50%. It didn't even sell out. Like, so chances are you can just mint. You have a better chance of just minting a collection property at this point, just randomly, for one that you can afford, instead of paying 30,000 more UPEX and then maybe getting one you can't even afford.
Yeah.
Then still, what is 15K to an OG? Come on, buy the passes, too. Jeez, you're on one tonight, and I'm here for it. I am here for it. Yeah. They need to have unique structures for all pass properties, IMO. Oh, shack-a-lack. That's like that. I like that, shack-a-lack. Here at Upland, unique structure ornaments for past properties. That would be a huge appeal. TML, support the economy, support Uplanders, buy passes. I will buy them for, well, now I feel like 10's cheap, but like it's still 2x.
Bro, you earn like a third of that in a day.
Shh. They don't need to know that. All right. 12,000. 13,000. That's it. 13,000 a piece. I'll buy as many as 10.
So you'll buy up to 10 passes at 13,000 UPEX a piece?
Yeah, I'll buy up to 10 passes at 13,000 UPEX a piece to a non-minted city. The city didn't even mint out. You can just go mint properties. You don't even need a pass. I was going to buy a pass because I thought it was going to mint out so quick. It's 50% minted.
So you're buying a 15% chance of it being a collection property.
You probably have that chance now just going and minting a random property. You probably have a better chance. Go do some research. Find a neighborhood that's going to be a collection or a street that's kind of famous. And put your money in your intelligence instead of just a random pass. That being said, sell me your passes. I need to both convince you that you don't need them while not unconvincing myself that I shouldn't be buying them. It's a tricky balance.
More cheese are nothing burgers. Burgers that you just ate the cheese out of then. Rock Regal getting deep with us tonight.
I don't know. TML, you should mint Observatory Circle. It's super amazing area. Expensive, too. Ooh.
Yeah, that was another place I wanted to head to and mint, but...
What? I wonder, what's the cheapest you can get in there? I might go, that sounds fun.
That sounds fun.
You know what? Maybe I should get on a plane, because it's going to take me a minute. Can I get...
Yep, this is one of the ones you can get to the airport, then you got to take a train. So make sure you have your sends before you go, unlike last time, or you don't
care. I just buy them. I'm just going to buy them now. It's so much easier. It's so much easier.
You're just like, I'm not going to put in the work, just buy.
I'm a pay-to-win player. That's what I do. So if the option is spend 5 minutes to do something or pay 99 cents and skip the ads, that's what I'm going to do every time. All right. Let me get at it. And as soon as I leave Jamaica, they're going to announce a new one.
You mean Bermuda? So the cheapest property is $107,055 UPEX.
So where do I need to fly to? New York? You could
probably go to New York. New York's fine.
Go to international terminal. Send code.
Yeah, great.
All right.
You headed that way.
New York City, 15 minutes. I'm at the international terminal. Wait, JFK, New York? Yes. All right, 15 minutes. We'll check on that.
And then you're going to take a train or you're going to fly from New York?
I don't know. Is there a flight? Can I take a train? What is happening?
You can do both. You can fly or you can take a train.
Well, what's faster? Oh, the plane's obviously. Yeah. Why wouldn't I take the plane then?
I don't know.
Okay.
Oh, look at that. I got suckered.
4 minute flight, 27 minute train, no contest, 4 minute flight. Even though by then my attention span will have already been lost and I will forget what I was supposed to do. I'll check in a couple of days and be like, why am I in Washington? Oh, right. Planes, trains, and automobiles, says Robzilla. Indeed. Take the train and save 300 UPEX, Jimmy Jester. That might be my favorite quote of the night so far. Take the train and save 300 UPEX.
There you go.
All right.
That next thing was Upland did have the...
Such a smooth transition. We're definitely going to win Broadcasters of the Year.
You can't. We can't. You can only enter a player's name. You can't enter a show's name.
Don't do it. Right now, don't bring it. I can't. I don't have it in me. I don't know what to say. Upland, I don't know if it was just like an oversight or what. But if there is a world in which you make it where only one person can win broadcast, it should be broadcast of the year, and it should go to a broadcast and broadcast team. Broadcast of the year, every broadcaster is going to take a team to help manage it, I'm sure. Anyway, that I would just be very upset if that's how that plays out.
Yeah, I mean, all it says is this award recognizes Uplanders who produce entertaining or informative Upland content, helping to educate the community and bring joy to its members. And then you hit on the nominate. They did break it up into three separate ones. So if you don't want to vote for Player of the Year, Broadcaster of the Year, Designer of the Year, you can just submit for whatever you want. You can go ahead and it says enter the player in-game name that you would like to nominate. So you can't, I wonder, but it says you can't nominate yourself, so.
Oh, so you can't even,
so I can't even try.
Well, I don't know. That's ridiculous.
Well, it says Broadcaster of the Year nominee. It says enter the player in-game name that you would like to nominate. So, but it says broadcaster. We'll see.
I don't know. Upland knows the right thing to do here, which is continue the same thing they've done every year and snub us at the award ceremony and give it to somebody who has probably been doing it for 6 months and maybe do it for another 3 months after that. But hey, you know, don't reward it to the people that have been here since the beginning. That's cool.
Last year's winner is still doing stuff.
Who won last year?
Y2K.
Reddish.
Wait. Y2K.
Oh, okay. I forgot. It wasn't us. That's all I know.
That is correct.
Coza Management. Yes. If you want to nominate this show, please nominate Dizzy Disky for the UpX podcast. You know what? We should all just rally and just get Shaq unanimous. So Shaq, we put Shaq as producer credits on the UpX podcast. Then we get her for player of the year, obviously. And then toss Shaq, creator of the year. I say Shaq gets the clean sweep. Let's do it. I think we show true community spirit and make that happen. I don't know. Shaq attack part tray.
The trifecta.
The trifecta.
The trifecta. They did launch the quarter two roadmap. And Edan and Danny were doing the first segment. And then Shelly. It's like Kelly, but I can't say it. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Just challenged today. Every other day.
Pretty much.
But they did discuss a lot of different things. They touched on monuments, race cars, hood unique structures. They did say totems were coming with a unique twist and it will be fun. So we do have.
Can I just say, anytime a company has to specify it'll be fun is concerning, because has the rest of your stuff not been supposed to been fun? Why do you feel like you need to tell us, like, shouldn't a game just be inherently fun? Why should we be surprised that it's fun? Because how bad is the feedback? Jeez.
People were losing sleep and ruining relationships with the first run of totems.
Oh, you mean like I said it would? Like I said it was dumb from the second everything was finally announced? And I was like, yep, nope, this is stupid.
I have fun.
That's because you're slightly masochistic, honestly. Like,
oh, They also did talk about setting up more in the community aspect, being able to follow other players and having an activity feed so you can keep up with, you know, if you want to follow. The example they used is they wanted to follow CEs to see where they were purchasing properties, just following their friends. And they threw those ideas out there, and then they talked about the Sparklet and converting Spark to Sparklet, and the technology behind it's pretty much done, but they can't divulge anymore.
Yeah. That, and I'm guessing when they say that, and again, I'm not a crypto person, so forgive me if this is a weird question or stupid, but is that saying like they're not announcing what exchange it's going to be on? Is that like the, I don't know what they're keeping secret about Sparklet still. I thought it was all kind of out.
Launch dates, exchanges, I guess. I'm not really sure.
Okay.
And then they also did mention the possibility of mint shops where you'll be able to make legits and you'd use Spark to do that too.
Anytime they can give more utility to Spark, you know I'm here for it.
Absolutely. Talked about third-party developers and some, you know, just working with them to enhance more of the game. So nothing as exciting in that one roadmap where they announced they were giving us sends.
Solid.
I took that from you.
And you botched it.
I'm off. It's just been, what is your cat doing behind you? It's like creeping up on your shoulder.
Yeah, that's where she sits. Ah,
gotcha. That's just been, it's just been a busy week nonstop, from switched up work hours and longer days, and then kid activities. They're super busy, so I'm just kind of worn down by the end of the week already.
Yeah.
All right. Talk about totems. And then we got Genesis week coming up. 41 days.
41 days?
Yeah, 41 days. Or no, a little longer than 41 days. 41 days till I get to Vegas. Sorry.
I mean, that's fair. That's the correct thing for you to be counting now.
41 days till I get
there. Wait. Was the person you were playing named Jamaican Man? Now wonder I'm saying Jamaica. Her competitor's name was Jamaican Man. She's playing Tetris. And I was like, why? I was like, I don't even know why Jamaica's in my head. Jamaican Man is who she was playing.
Gotcha.
Yes, my cat transformation powers are amazing. Thank you for noticing.
Yeah. Now, so 43 days till Vegas. What are you doing? Back with the cat. So you went from a dog guy to a cat guy?
Nothing wrong with that.
Cat's like, what are you doing to me?
Yeah, she's gonna like claw me in her sleep.
All right. She's gonna claw you in your sleep, not her sleep. While you're sleeping.
No, she's going to fall asleep and then forget who gives her treats and then maul me.
All right. So, nothing more updated on Genesis week.
Do you get a meow box? What?
What's a meow box?
Do they make the same? It's like a bark box, but for cats?
What's a bark box?
What? What's a bark box?
Yeah.
What? It's a box you get full of awesome stuff for your dog each month.
Oh. Oh, okay.
The cat came back the very next day. Dang. Oh, Jimmy. Jimmy's fired tonight.
Jimmy.
Shaq, no, I do not. I had not previously had a meow box because I didn't know it was a thing. So believe that's happening. Yes. As of 20 minutes from now, I will have a meow box subscription.
There you go.
Oh, What?
She teased you. She's not even sure if it's a thing.
You don't even know if it's a thing? You said it so confidently. What is wrong with you? Well,
how did she say it so confidently? She just typed it into the chat with a question mark. How is that? How does that display confidence? That's just
no. Here you go. First of all, it was a full sentence, correct grammar, correct capitalization of meow box. So TML, do you get a meow box? Question mark. Like that is a fully formed proper sentence. No troll indications whatsoever. So, no, that was a full bait and switch. Full bait and switch.
So, to troll you from now on, you just have to use proper English and grammar.
Yeah, you have to make it look like an honest statement. Yeah, and then if you're an honest person like Shaq is, kitnip box? I remember as a teenager, I tried to subscribe to Nip Slip Box, but that parents did not like that.
Ooh.
Seth, I've heard that before, actually. That I have a Seth Rogen-like laugh sometimes.
All right. It was a pretty quiet week in Upland, and I screwed up my spreadsheet that I do the numbers on, and I didn't have time to fix it, so I have no numbers for the week. I was adding Washington, D.C., and I did something wrong.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, that's a bummer. How did you transition from that? That was such a dead... Like, blah.
I was looking at what James Taylor said, that every viewer sends you a different toy and you send them up X a month. I'd be concerned. That wouldn't end well.
Anyway.
That wouldn't end well. There we go. We can just do our own drop and ship. You just throw some catnip in a box and call it a meow box and ship it to people each month.
Rob knows what's up. That's it. Here you go, little buddy. Enjoy your trip to outer space.
All right. What kind of fun activities do you want to do? Because we ran through all the material I had. We can do giveaways.
Jesus
Christ. I literally got up, went to work, and it was run home, grab dinner, taxi kids around to their activities, come home, get the kids ready for bed, and then... I had about 30 minutes to prep for the show.
Sorry, were you still talking? Jeez, old Pete. Are you going to talk about this game we're here to play? Or
you can join in at any time.
I'm just waiting for you.
I've given you stuff and you...
Oh, I should be arriving in New York now. Get it. Good job, Rucker. Here you go.
Oh...
Deplane. What James Bond is that from?
That's not from James Bond.
Deplane.
That's from Fantasy Island.
Oh, Fantasy Island. I don't know. I'm not old like you.
All right. You're not old like me. I'm like, five years older than you?
Hey, you're in a different decade than me, bro. That's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
We only count decades, and you're in the next one. So you are old, and I am young.
All right, let's go with hashtag cart, because guess what? We gave away a cart, and then the winner never picked it up. So after 30 days of unclaimed prizes, it goes back into the prize pool.
Well, there you go.
So you get that awesome D-Tech cart.
Nice.
That's what we'll do. We'll just give this will be a giveaway show tonight. We're just going to give stuff away.
Okay. Let's see. Washington. Okay. So now I'm going to fly to my private terminal. Oh, yes. Terminal 19, International, Section 5, belonging to 1 TML. Send, please. Thank you. just one of the many perks of being a wealthy airport owner. I get to travel and save those 20 UPEX. Yeah. You know how many free 20 UPEX sends you have to get to recuperate a 3.5 million UPEX purchase? The ROI on that is not fantastic.
Well, you also get your property earnings that you can put in some collections to speed it up just a little bit.
Oh, no, I'm teasing. They're actually amazing investments because especially now with the monthly payback.
Yes.
They still do that, right?
Yes, they still do that.
Like, that got my ROI going, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, only 17 of you guys want this cart.
Look at how awesome this fam cart is. Honestly, I'm surprised we even have that many people still listening to this nonsense.
Yeah, today was...
Today just was, whoo.
Yeah, today was like, hey, nominate us for Broadcasters of the Year because our show sucks.
Yeah. Here, did they just announce that it's time to vote for Broadcaster of the Year? Let's leave you with a memorable turd in your mouth. Sure to go down nicely.
I think we did it last year, too.
that's, you know what? Is that what we do? It's award season and we're choking it.
Like, yeah, I think that's what happens.
It's the prime time. What's that? It's sweeps week and we wet the bed. That's what happens. All right.
Absolutely. Is that a 40 you got in there, Rodrigo?
I thought you were calling me out. Rodrigo's
like, what? Looked like you had a 40 in a paper bag.
Oh. I'm not questioning anything Rodrigo has in a paper bag.
Oh.
What? Oh,
it was a llama koozie.
It was a llama condom. I mean, beer koozie.
A llama condom. I didn't know they made those.
No comment.
All right. We're going to go for the D-Tech.
Close with both songs and you win. That's a great idea, Pappy.
James Taylor.
Sounds like somebody that should be famous. We're like famous adjacent, right? You're like, you're not like James Blunt. You're not Nathan Taylor Thomas. I don't know. You're like close to famous. You got like a famous-ish name.
So James, I can put it up for sale in, or no, just send me a burner transfer. I can't put it up for sale. I don't have a place to sell carts, so.
I was like, is Spooky Jukey taken to the streets?
No, I don't have a car sale place. So go ahead, send a swap for that, and I will get that over to you. Congratulations, Mr. Taylor.
Congratulations. Workday. Do you work with that software? Do you work for Workday?
We use Workday.
I do a lot of work for ServiceNow, who interacts with Workday a little bit.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's since we're having such a picnic today, let's go ahead.
What? Yeah, I want to buy Fort George Lane, Bermuda. How much? What was the mint cost? How much you charge?
$11 million.
Yeah, I'm paying. You know, that's what they. You know what? We could play. We could play get TML's money before he gets to DC. I have 3 million UPEX. First of all, do I owe you any UPEX?
No, you don't.
All right, fantastic. I got 3 million UPEX. Anybody want to sell me something? Sell me something.
All right, let's give away this picnic table from Bad to the Bone Manufacturing. Go ahead.
Whoa.
Hashtag picnic. Cool.
2 million for my Bermuda. It's a steal. Oh, you realize James Taylor is a hugely famous singer, right? Oh, are they? Alexa, who's James Taylor? Sorry, audience. James Taylor is an American singer-songwriter and guitarist. A six-time Grammy Award winner.
Oh. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2000. Taylor achieved his breakthrough in 1970 with The Note. Three Single Fire in Maine had his first note. One hit in 1971 with his recording of You've Got a Friend, written by Carole King in the same year.
Whoa. All right. Six-time Grammy. All right. My bad, James Taylor. I guess you got moves. I don't know.
It's not the same James Taylor.
Really? It's not? Could be his, you don't know, could be his grandson.
Some days I wonder why we're friends.
Only some days?
Oh, yes, only some days.
I got Captain Smokes Marinara in Bermuda. That's pretty legit. Enjoy that. Sadly, not the same. What are you? Oh, geez. Is that wine? Like goon juice?
Goon juice. He doesn't even know what he's drinking.
He's like, oh, that's that. That means it's goon juice. When you don't even know what you're drinking, but you're like, I guess I don't need tomorrow in my life. It's probably goon juice.
All right.
Beer? That was a beer? That was the most Mondo. That is a. Is that a 40? It is, I think it is. So wait. I get it. I don't know why we're looking at this nonsense.
Yeah. All right. I need some more hashtag.
What state is that about? Picnics. They actually goon bag. They call those. They actually call these like bags of wine goon bags in Australia. 1.2 liter beer hoodie? What in the goodness? That's insane.
All right. Drawing for the picnic. Ooh,
Marina. Yeah, I said Marina for boats, not Marinara. Did I say smoked Marinara? Marina. Goonbags, death. Lily confirms. Lily's Australian. Like, confirms.
King Cody, congratulations there on winning the picnic table. I can put that in any of my map asset shops in Queens, Chicago, Los Angeles, or San Francisco for one UPEX if you would like, or you can send a swap for it.
Yes.
All right. Has anybody convinced you to buy anything yet there? Thank me later.
No one's even shilling. Somebody pitched a Bermuda property, but I didn't see an actual price anywhere. 1.4 liters is a 40. Oh, okay. we're so like 1.2 liters. That's an undrinkable amount. You're like 40 ounces. You're like, tape them to my hands, Pepe. Let's go.
Edward, 40 hands. Let's roll.
Let's roll. You know how we do it. By my soul? God.
Ooh.
Jeez, that got dark. But how much? Just out of curiosity, asking for a friend.
In UPEX or US dollar?
Whoa, UPEX. I'm pretty sure US dollar is still illegal, okay?
So you can pretty buy sure souls for US dollars? I mean, you can buy it for UPEX, but not US dollars?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Just so I understood.
Yeah. No. Good. I'm glad we're clear now. All right. So I got off the plane. Where am I going?
Observatory Circle.
Foggy Bottom? I want a place in Foggy Bottom.
Okay. Go to Foggy Bottom.
No. Oh, yeah. All those markers are hella confusing.
Right?
Oh, my God.
I lost it.
Mind. Oh, people definitely bought based on that.
Well, those markers weren't there.
I need too stupid to open his DMs and show you two items. Ooh, we got some private messages. Let's see what we have. I have a Foggy Bottom. I can't comment. Like, what? Prado, you're killing me. What am I supposed to say to that? Because I'm pretty sure it's not, I would spit shine it for you. But I don't know what the right answer is. Oh, geez. 14 Wellington Street, St. Building done and everything. How much? What's the markup? West End, DuPont Circle, Judiciary Square? No? Penn Quarter, downtown. You know, downtown will probably be one. Ooh, whoa.
So, okay. Swirly does have this, one of 100.
Oh, the Blossom Robot?
Yep.
Is it an ornament? Is it an asset or is it just a legit?
It's an asset.
It's like I put it on my property asset?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then here's the property with the building already built. And here's the property. 1 Fort George Lane. Ooh,
83. All right. All right. So let's first negotiate on the property. All right, so it's... So
the current floor in Bermuda, just to let you know, right now is $149,999 or 59 right. U.S. dollars.
So I'll offer you... I'll start the bid then at $150,000. One over four. What's the counter? Also, I found the observatory circle. I'm excited. Whoa, should I buy this?
Are you on your phone?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Should I buy this 3339 Massachusetts Avenue? It's 851,000 UPEX. But it's got the apostolic nuncurature of the Holy See.
What is that?
I have no idea.
How big is the property?
517 up square.
Mm.
So it's a big boy. Well, I mean,
well, relative. It's pricey, but yeah, relative. I mean, that's a big property for being in DC.
Yeah. Oh man.
It's pricey.
19 Observatory Circle. 1.7 million.
You'd want to get three in there in case it's a collection. So price accordingly. Ooh, 300K for both.
300K for both? What are we valuing that little statue at?
It's a mint one.
Okay, so what's the base mint on that? I would say, and I don't want to shoot myself in the foot if it's some ridiculous number. But, like, the one mint, honestly, so from my pricing perspective, and I would love to hear what others say, I think mint one is a 3 to 5x multiplier depending on the size of the collection and the importance of the collection. I think splitter mints and ender mints, again, size variation dependent, are more like, like 2 to 3x, but yeah, I almost ate a cat tree thinking it was a pistachio. How many sandwiches did you have tonight, cheese?
So you have 2, 4, 5. You have 5 of those robots for sale.
Okay.
Number 58, number 40, number 1, number 79, and number 22.
Yeah. Number one is currently for sale?
Yep, for 250,000 UPEX.
Okay, what are the other ones for sale for?
Mint 22 is for $24.15. Mint 40 is for 52,500 UPEX. Mint 58 is for 42,000 UPEX. And Mint 79 is for $23.10.
All right, so... I could do 250,000 for both. All right, who's next? That's my offer. 250,000 for the Bermuda and the robot.
All over my limit.
Yeah. Now, do I really want to buy? And there's a couple smaller properties in there that are like 300,000 mint each.
Trying to get your biggest bang for the buck if it's a collection, or are you trying to just buy a, go with a big badass property and then fill it in with two cheaper properties?
That's kind of what I was thinking. Oh, I could buy the Embassy of New Zealand.
There you go.
Oh man, I want to. Who bought one? Wait, did somebody say that they have one observatory away? Did somebody say that in here?
That I'm not sure.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, let's go with hashtag slide. And we're going to be giving away this wonderful, if I can find it again, backyard slide done by Upco Manufacturing BK, mint number 11. It's only been...
What is Observatory Circle?
That's where the Vice President's neighborhood is.
Oh, okay. I feel like I'm going to buy this. I'm going to mint this. I'm going to take a gamble. You know what? I think I'm going to gamble on DC. I'm going to drop a couple million right now on Send Not Allowed. Why the hell is my Send Not Allowed? Do I have to take a bus still? It says I can't explore from another city.
Oh, you gotta take the bus.
Oh, once you fly, God.
You gotta take the bus.
Rob wasn't joking.
Yeah.
Oh, I am going to run out of sins. Holy crap.
So if you...
Four minutes on bus, okay. All right, 4 minutes. I'm going to mint a couple. You know what, though? Now I'm debating on if I want to do that. Did they give out badges for this city release?
No.
Oh, they didn't? Okay. I was kind of wanting to save my UPEX to get a badge with a city release. That's what I really want to do. Well,
they do give out the badges for first mint, smallest property, and most properties minted in the first 3 hours of the release. Those did come out, but you're outside.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was. Yeah, that's what I was asking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's why I was just like, I kind of wanted to wait and try it, because I was like, I'm about to drop like 3 million. Isn't like it most spent or no? Like largest property is one. Yeah. Most expensive property. Does anybody know what the most expensive property, who got the badge, how much the property they bought was? Biggest property? Is it biggest or most expensive?
It's smallest, first mint, and most properties minted.
Oh, smallest?
Yes.
Oh, they switched it. Okay,
no, it's the smallest.
I thought it was the largest. Why would it be the smallest? Are you just messing with me?
I'm not messing with you. So
that's so stupid. Why would it be the smallest? It would be the biggest.
Right, to make it fun, you got to go hunt for it, and then beat everybody else to it.
Somebody in chat confirm this nonsense.
Yeah. So the vice president lives here in a. Observatory Circle right here at the United States Naval Observatory. That's the vice president's house. So,
okay. Yeah, there's the New Zealand embassy is 1 million. There's a couple, because actually where I would buy is right. What's the likelihood the Observatory Circle Road would be a collection? Because that's kind of, I was like, well, if I'm going to be on it, I want to be on the circle. DuPont Circle? No, not DuPont Circle. Observatory Circle.
All right, let's look for a slide winner. Larch Arch. Large sent me a message in game. I can put this in San Francisco, Los Angeles, Chicago, or Queens. I can post it for 1UPEX, or you can send me a burner for it. And to post it, I need your in-game name. Yeah, we can give away a ninja bag, KO. Hashtag ninja.
Never mind. There's really not a lot on the observatory way. I don't think it'll be. Unless there's some other like reason for it. Oh no. So if you had the option between the embassy of a place or the resident of the embassy of a place, you want the embassy of the place, right?
Yeah. They haven't done embassies yet.
Oh. That would be cool. If they were going to do embassies, this would be the city to do it.
You're right. But you would think that with, or New York, because you got the United Nations there, they didn't. But this could be the city surrounded with the government and all that stuff that I could see it. And there's going to be 14 to 20 collections.
Dang.
But not released all right away. But, yeah.
All right, here it goes. 37 observation way. Also, did anyone figure out who the winner of... It's not the biggest?
No, it's not the biggest.
God, you sound just like my prom date.
Wow. Wow.
Like, all right, I get the message.
But it seems like you found someone that appreciated it, because when I logged in and heard what I heard...
Mm-hmm. Whoa, hey now.
Hey now.
Hey now. Ooh, Embassy of Denmark's available for 1.4. I just picked up the Embassy of New Zealand. Pretty excited about that one. Oh, man, this is expensive, though.
Yeah, it is. I mean, DuPont Circle's a little cheaper.
I think this is the Embassy of Azerbaijan, who I think actually won Eurovision many, many years ago. That's the only reason I know how to say that. Azerbaijan.
I mean, if you want some foggy bottom, there's not much left and it's pricey.
All right.
Let's see here. We're getting ninja bags. 18. Only 18 people want a ninja bag?
Ninja, please.
Ninja, please. Giveaway. All right. Term Gaming. Reach out to KO Ninja. And he will hook you up with your which one did you say?
Downtown and DuPont, not financial advice. Yeah, I definitely like downtown. Downtown seems to hit pretty often, right?
Yep.
But here Oh, and it's literally the White House. Wait, this is where the White House is?
Yes.
Well, you know that's sold out then. Why'd you get me all excited about someplace I can't even buy?
Yeah, it does look like downtown is sold out.
Oh, wait. Is it, though?
Looking like it. Looking like it.
I found one.
Did you? Or maybe you need a pass. Maybe it's in the downtown.
I'll let you know here in a second. 930 8th Street Northwest. Boop. Just minted. Nice. 630,000. Oh my God. Now I'm like zooming out, making sure I'm within the lines. Like
I was going to say, are you in the lines? Which one was that? Oh, that big one. Up there it is. You found one. The only one. But yeah, I like DuPont Circle too.
So Loki got the Federal Trade Commission.
Ooh.
Good job, Loki.
All right. Got anything else?
So much dead air. Jeez.
KO. Oh, there you go. Term gaming message KO underscore ninja in Upland. And thank you, ninjas. I got my Hyde Park shirt on today.
Oh, man. I got to go find mine. I haven't worn that in a minute.
Yeah. Yeah, Georgetown could probably hit, too.
Oh, Georgetown?
Yep, Georgetown. Chevy Chase.
There's too many possibilities.
That's the fun part of the city release, especially with a city like D.C.
I guess we'll see how it goes.
And there's a lot of Georgetown open. That would be funny if Georgetown was a collection and as much of it is open as it is.
Yeah. We'll see.
Ah, crap.
What now?
I went through my OpEx that I was saving.
What did you buy?
I bought 3 in the observatory circle.
On the circle?
Not on the circle.
Oh, okay.
Those were did all sold.
I think there was 1 or 2 left, but they were expensive. They were millions.
Yeah. Well, yeah. There are some. That's 414. $5.99. No. But I got to pay Dizzy back, and then I have to give the sponsorship for the Upland Racing League for the race that's going to happen during Genesis Week at the Northumberland track.
Yep.
We'll be the sponsor for that track. We'll be the sponsor for that race using the Northumberland track. All right. I think we can put this bad show to bed.
Yeah.
we gave away stuff, so.
Yeah, don't forget, broadcast for the year. Feel free to nominate Dizzy Disky or Shacklin on behalf of the UpX podcast.
All right. Till then, everybody be safe, have fun, and we'll see you out there in the metaverse.
The Opix Podcast with the property expert. If it's happening in Upland, it's the place you want to check first. With your host, too stupid to win, and thank me later. Bringing a strategy, news, and cool charts with all the data. This is Upland, where the metaverse goes down. Genesis, San Fran, to Rio, and all around. Don't miss a week, you never know what they'll say next. It's the Upland Property Experts, baby, UPX.